So in my last video, I talked about signs that you might have experienced developmental trauma. In this video, I want to talk about how you can address those symptoms so that you can live a healthier, more fulfilling life. The first thing that I would start talking about with individuals is to recognize their own worth. You have to understand that you are worth something, regardless of what happened to you. Only because someone treated you poorly in the past doesn't mean that you deserve to be treated poorly now or in the future. And if you can understand this concept, even if it's not with you seeing this in yourself, this will be one step in the right direction. So, for example, if you take a child and you put them through a difficult situation and you're just, conceptualizing of this idea, would you then say that this child deserves to re-experience these things or to be treated in a way that they shouldn't, disrespected, neglected, or physically abused, etc.? Most likely, you would probably say no. So if you can get that far, then at least that's one step in the right direction, even if you don't feel like that about yourself yet. Even though it could be possible that you might not recognize your own inherent value yet, you can recognize that something about it doesn't feel right. Something about your life just doesn't feel right. And if you can recognize that, that's already an indication that you know that there's something more for you. You deserve something better than what you've been getting and what you have had. I would like you to eventually get to the point where you realize that you are an individual, a human being with needs, just like any other individual. Needs don't make you bad or wrong. Needs are just part of life. Once you establish that, then we can move on to trying to find people to meet your needs. So there are so many different needs that an individual can have. There can be emotional needs, physical needs, so many that I can't even think of right now. But what I want you to identify is what in my life is missing. Okay. Once you establish what you're missing in your life, I would like you to write a list of these things, and I want you to try to figure out ways that you can get these things met, either yourself or by other people. I will say that individuals who have had a lot of childhood trauma will have a tendency to try to meet their own needs. So if you're that type of person, if it really is something that someone else can meet for you, I would most likely try to get that met through someone else. Not only is that going to be a healing experience for you because you're going to feel actually valued for once, realizing that your needs are actually important and that people actually might want to give those things to you, which is the complete opposite of your childhood experience, but you'll see that basically this world is full of resources and we just need to go look for these resources in the right places. So for this, I would recommend trying to find people that are close to you, family members, friends, and even, for example, therapists. Therapists can probably help you with like overcoming fear and stuff like that. That might be like emotional support that you might need in order for you to go do the things you want to do in life, etc. Okay. So on top of finding people and resources to meet your needs, we need to be able to communicate our needs directly with people. That means we need to look for where we might find these people that might be interested in doing these things. Can we find them online? Where would these people hang out? What would these people do? Expose yourself to these places, things, and events where you might run into these types of people. The next thing that I would like to recommend, which is something that I've personally used myself, is somatic processing. There are so many different ways that people can actually go about doing this process. And the completion process, which is something that Teal Swan recommends that she created. So I've been using that process for a long time and I've noticed a big difference. I would recommend something like that. If you don't have money to spend on things like that, what I would recommend, which is what I called somatic processing, is just trying to feel whatever it is that's coming up for you. So let's say that you are just going through your life and something happens that bothers you and you just feel really upset. So let's say that you are actually in a place in your life where you can take a break, and this is what you'll do. So you'll just close your eyes and you're just gonna focus on your feelings. You're gonna feel where it is that you feel tension, pressure. It can be hot or cold, heavy or light. And you're just gonna do that, and you're just gonna follow it all the way through until it starts to dissolve. And you'll start to notice that your feeling is gonna start to dissipate slowly the more that you're with it. You want to stay there up until the point where you actually feel good about it. And if you can't get to that place, that's okay. You know, just being there as much as you can with yourself, it's an important first step for yourself. It's telling your body that you're committed to being there for yourself and that you're not going to let yourself down, which is the complete opposite of what, you know, most of us have been doing our whole life. So that's a good step in the right direction. I would recommend that if people are going through very intense emotions, especially if they don't have much experience going into their feelings in this way, I would suggest that you try to find a friend who can help you sit with you through these feelings, at least over the phone, if you can. And there are various resources where people can find each other to try to do this type of work for free. If you guys want more resources about that, you can comment below. The longer someone actually does this process, the better you become at feeling. So the easier it will be for you to feel things that are more painful, and the faster it will be for you to move through them. So at that point, you may or may not need assistance anymore. However, I've noticed that just having someone there with you makes a big difference, because you're having that validation for the way that you felt that most likely you didn't experience in childhood. I do offer some emotional processing on my website here. I will have a link in the description box below. Here it is. You can just add it to your cart. And here's a description. I also have reviews. The last thing that I would like to address, personal belief systems. Any belief systems that you have that you know are not benefiting you. So for example, you're gonna write a goal. Whatever it is you want to accomplish, write that goal. Under that goal, I want you to write anything that you believe is preventing you from accomplishing that goal. And I want you to start to see if any of those things that you're writing down are belief systems. Let's say that my goal is I want to have a better relationship. And let's say that I end up doing the exercise and I end up realizing that I believe I don't deserve a good relationship. Okay, so that's gonna be something important for you to realize. If you have contradicting beliefs or contradicting wants, it's gonna be difficult for you to actually get the things you want in life. And so what we want to do about this is that we want to make sure that our thoughts, our actions, and our words are all headed in the same direction. It is easier to change your beliefs because they tend to affect your actions and your thoughts. So you can look at these beliefs that you have about yourself, and you can start to try to either see how that isn't true about yourself, or you can even do the same process that I recommended earlier. Like, let's say that you go into a part of yourself that feels like you don't deserve a good relationship. You can go into that aspect of yourself by asking to feel that belief system, and then you're going to just let those feelings naturally process and come out of your body naturally by you being present with them. That should also work as well. Okay, so once you've done that and you've addressed as many issues as you can for whatever particular goal you have in mind, then you can create a practical, logical plan, which is figuring out what actions I need to take in life to get there, what things I need to physically do. You need to break that down into smaller steps. So, step one, get up early. Step two, exercise. Whatever it is for you, you can just break it down into small things.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Have a good day, everyone.